Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for another Sunday show with Jack Jodell and Wayne Johnson. I'm your producer, Gwen Berry, and I wanted to open the show today with a commemoration of, well, this is the centennial year, as everybody should know,
can you hear me?
Birthday of.
Yeah, well, it's the centennial event for
the
New York
movement.
Yeah, the New York State Women's Committee, which was founded, it founded the women's suffragette movement, and the woman's vote came 100 years ago this year. And yesterday was the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, and it was Susan B. Anthony and Katie Stanton, along with a few other women, matriarchs in Rochester, New York, who established the New York State Women's Rights Committee. And because of that, my family was known as a matriarchal family. My twice great grandmother was one of those broads. And I am the last matriarch until my nephew changes that equation, among them, actually. And I was the first girl in 75 years, and it was a big deal to everybody in my dad's side of the family because I was a woman. That's kind of cool. But I give full gratitude to Susan B. Anthony and her Quaker will to bring the vote to women in our country 100 years ago. It anchors what we would call the American goddess and reminds us how much mothering we need right now to bring balance and justice to this world we're in with the madness and extremes of profiteering, resource gathering, and patriarchal dominance. So,
testosterone gone wild. It's crazy.
Yeah, I would say happy birthday, Miss Susan, and I think that's such a small thing to say compared to what she brought to us. But happy birthday.
And I second that emotion. No doubt about it.
It was really wonderful. We were talking before air about the lunacy of the week, and it being one of the big things has been, Barr stepping into Roger Stone and Mike Flynn's sentencing. And did you know that as of this weekend, over 1,100 Justice Department officials called for Attorney General Barr's resignation?
He should resign. What a disgusting move, and what a coward. What an absolute wimpy coward.
Well, no, he's got his own agenda.
Of course.
He's got his own agenda. He is a lying sack of crap.
He's full of shit, yep.
And he was when he was sitting before the Senate, and the Democratic senators knew that.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Especially Kamala Harris. She went after him. And
yeah, she did.
He couldn't answer. But, you know, he's a member of a guild that from Nixon to Reagan through Bush, a guild of attorneys who have been part of the government that have been bastards, every one of them. And don't get mad at me, Jack, but this is the truth. They call themselves, because they are, the Catholic Lawyers Guild in Washington.
I never knew that. That's interesting. That's interesting.
And they have a set of...
They don't mean Catholic like Roman Catholic. They mean Catholic in the sense of universal, don't they?
Well, they're all Roman Catholics. And
oh, they
all
are, right? Well, Reagan sure wasn't. Reagan wasn't. Nixon wasn't.
No, but the members of their cabinets who were attorneys working for the office of the president,
okay,
many have been in major roles. And it's a guild. And
wow.
Basically, they're just dinosaurs, you know. We are talking about the centennial quality of this year with two women running for president, one which will be nameless by me. But the other one is Elizabeth Warren, and she was on Joy this morning. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Yeah,
she
I did see that. I like AM Joy. She has a great program. It's really, really good.
She, you can see where she doesn't care for certain candidates. She wears on her sleeve. But she did bring up, you saw the cowboy wearing Custer out there from Nevada for Sanders, and she brought up the fact that, you know, all of these threats were made against the union out there. And, you know, she's, I'll be watching for that to be reported because, frankly, they're giving Klobuchar attention because of the up in the polls and the debate performance. They're ignoring Elizabeth Warren, and they're focusing now on Mike Bloomberg, for Christ's sake. Just Trump with table manners, okay? This guy.
I don't look at it that way at all. He's a good antidote to Trump. He's not the perfect one, but he's the one guy that could box Trump's ears in, and I'd love to see him do it.
You'd like to see him as our Democratic nominee? Oh my God!
No, he wouldn't be my first choice, but if he was, but if he gained the nomination, I would certainly, without hesitation at all, support him. He has a lot of drawbacks. There's no doubt about it. But anybody but Trump. Anybody.
Do you know anything about his predatory past with women?
Oh, I know. He's got a terrible reputation with women. I know that. But again, that was years ago, Gwen, just like the question on blacks and stuff, too. It's a different time now. And I think he's learned his lesson. Unlike Trump, who has not learned a damn thing except to be even worse than he was. And Susan Collins, and I think he's learned his lesson now. What an absolute idiot she is.
Jack. Stop and frisk is responsible for a lot of the ongoing problems in New York and other adoptive cities.
Oh, it was a horrible policy, and for a long time
horrible.
He supported it and strengthened it. And that was not good.
I
agree.
He put it on the table. And it basically wasn't all that long ago either. I mean, not that long ago. But you know, everybody teaches on this country, you can vote for who you want. You can support who you want.
Sure.
If Michael Bloomberg is the candidate, frankly, that's where I'm going to draw a line and say, I don't know if I'm going to show up. Really. Because that, to me, he's predatory. He's Trump with good manners, to me.
Well, I don't see it that way at all, not even close.
You.
But anybody but it, Trump. Yeah. Trump is absolutely the worst of all time, and nobody will ever equal his terrible nature. He's a rotten, terrible man inside and out.
I am knocking on wood, buddy. I am knocking on wood.
Yep. He's got to go down. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. That guy has got to go.
He has opened the doorway. For think about it, a guy like Mike Bloomberg walks in there and he has a better way of hiding the facts.
Well, you're assuming that's exactly what he's going to do, and I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly.
Okay, but we can still talk about it, right?
Sure, go ahead, and we can talk about it. But you can't assume this stuff, Gwen. You're going way off
I'm
the deep end here. And,
I am not going off a deep end. I'm looking at his history as the three-time mayor.
Yeah,
of New
exactly.
York City. Yeah, three-time mayor who bought his way through in New York for the third time.
Yeah, and he wasn't supposed to have three terms, but he found a way to do it.
Yeah, he didn't. It wasn't. There are still people in Albany that are up in arms over that. But it did gain a bunch of Democratic seats after it happened.
Let me ask you this.
He is a Republican. You know that. Too,
oh,
right?
He was. He was a Republican. Now he's conveniently become a Democrat to get the nomination. But regardless, I don't care about that. Here's the thing. He is the only guy, the only candidate who can box Trump's ears in, and he will box his ears in. And Bernie Sanders, I love Bernie Sanders, but he won't be able to do that. He'll be able to sit talk with him on a logical basis and all that stuff. And Trump will eat his dinner, man. That's a shame, but it's true. And Elizabeth Warren could pin him down too, but he's already calling her Pocahontas, and a lot of people, you know, it's just
so
it's crazy.
So basically, you see this as a sort of a testosterone fight where whoever can beat the fuck out of the next guy is going to win the election.
Whoever
it's
can beat the shit out of Trump, period.
That's how you see. I don't see that in the last two elections either. I don't see that at all. But I see where you're coming from.
Exactly.
There are a lot of elder black people that are saying maybe we should support Bloomberg because he could get him out of there. I think that's like, I'm seeing that scenario as out of the frying pan and into the fire.
I don't see it that way
at
all.
Especially
for income
inequality there on that one. I basically lived for a year under Bloomberg in New York before I got back down here. I've personally seen some of his policies.
And what did he do to you while you were there, Gwen? What was so terrible about Bloomberg?
His policies were a bit autocratic. He is the one who instituted, stop and frisk.
He didn't institute it at all. He inherited it. And he strengthened it. He did add to it. That's bad. But, you know, he inherited that. There was already a policy when he entered office. So don't go saying that kind of stuff. No, that's fanning the flame of nonsense here. We can't have that stuff.
It's okay. He didn't. He inherited.
He didn't institute it. He didn't institute it. He adopted it. It was already in place, and he strengthened it.
He strengthened it and put it right on the table. He also.
And he's apologized for that to the black community
Macy's.
And everybody else.
Okay, we're not going to, you know, but we should have the conversation for the show's sake.
Well, I'm not trying to shut you up.
No, of course not. But you are angry at me. I wish you wouldn't be angry at me. I'm just on the opposing view here.
Well,
I see Bloomberg as someone who will do nothing but reestablish and anchor in those good corporate measures that he thinks.
Well, it's questionable whether he'll even get the nomination. He's in third place of all of them. It looks like Bernie's on his way. We don't know for sure yet.
Actually, in the national polls as of today, it's Warren in third place. Mike Bloomberg is not in third place in national polling.
Where is he?
He's below Buttigieg, I believe.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. I've been watching all the shows today. I haven't seen any of that yet. Where are you seeing this information?
Clear Politics, and I'm on the computer, so I'm looking up to be, you know, sure.
And how big is their sample size? And who did they poll? I don't know. I don't know about this stuff.
Well, Real Clear Politics is the one that, you know, the big poll.
It's A.B. Stoddard's with them, I think, isn't she?
I'm not sure.
She's a good lady.
Hang on. I hit the wrong button. We'll see who's. They go by day. They go by day. And they go by state. Real Clear Politics.
And where was this particular poll taken? In Nevada or where? South Carolina?
Oh, state by state.
State by state. Okay.
Yeah. In Southern and South Carolina, the Democratic presidential primary. You got Biden at 28, Sanders at 20, Steyer at 14, Warren at 7, Buttigieg at 8, Klobuchar at 7,
Klobuchar.
And Gavin at 1. Klobuchar. Yeah, I'm reading the name. You're right. Klobuchar at 7 and Gabbard at 1 and Bloomberg ain't even on there. But the Texas has got Biden at 22, Sanders at 24, Warren at 15, Bloomberg at 10, Buttigieg at 7, Klobuchar at 3, Yang at 6, and he isn't even in the race anymore. And Gabbard's still there at 2%. In Georgia,
hasn't Gabbard resigned yet, or is she pulling out, or is she still in?
No, she's still in. She's just making time on the news on Fox News. That's I'll tell you. And this disgusts me, and you know why? Because we just had the conversation. But basically, right now, the only place Bloomberg is doing well in the state is mine. Florida.
Oh, okay.
And we all know why.
And, you know, but you know, Gwen, that just that illustrates my point. I do not believe he will capture the nomination. I don't think he will be the Democratic nominee. So I think we're pissing in the wind about nothing here.
I'm trying to find Bloomberg's name. Yeah, that's the only place where he's really placing.
With the old Florida Jewish community, maybe, or something. Who knows?
On Tuesday, the Monmouth had Bloomberg at third with Warren. Oh, no. Oh, they're going by. I'm sorry. Sanders, 26 points. Biden, 16. Bloomberg, 11. Elizabeth Warren, 13. Buttigieg, 13. And Klobuchar at 6. Now, that's
She got to withdraw.
That's nasty.
She
got to
really withdraw. And so should, well, Yang has, I guess, hasn't he?
Well, here's the thing. The two people that have set in place ground games in, like, I know over 48 states, Warren has,
Sanders, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, Sanders does too. Nobody else does, except Bloomberg is building them fast because he can buy them.
Yeah.
And he's buying all... They're all like corporate political, you know.
Well, Steyer's invested quite a lot of money in campaigns too,
but
it isn't getting him any ground yet.
And well, he did, but I don't think that he actually had a good representation there, because for his money, he could have had a better ground game than he seems to have.
Yeah, well,
that's
it's non-existent, except I think in South Carolina he's doing fairly well, but he's not anywhere near the top. He's invested a lot of money in South Carolina. And it's a futile move because Biden's probably going to carry that.
He's at number 3 in South Carolina. You're right.
Yeah, right. It hasn't gotten him much ground, though.
Biden is at 28, Sanders at 20. But you know, here's the thing. We just don't know. Don't know. Biden, they say, is having trouble raising money right now. Most of his resources have been corporate.
Isn't that something?
But do you know,
I guess
who,
the corporation. He's not the corporation's favorite candidate, maybe, or something. We'll see.
No, all of that money has switched over to guess who?
Oh, Bloomberg? Or to Buttigieg?
Buttigieg. Yeah,
oh,
that
was weird.
A story.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
A story I saw on Friday night. Speaking of which, did anybody catch Rachel Maddow?
Which night?
I think it was Friday night. She had on she was like, we're in a lot of trouble here. The Justice Department just fell.
Oh, yeah, God.
Wayne, are you there? Oh, my God.
Oh, we've lost Wayne.
There, when Stone can get off.
Oh, there you are.
You're on twice here. Let me X out the other one and see. Are you still with me, Wayne?
Yeah, I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Great. We've been babbling too long, Wayne. You gotta chime in there a little bit, my friend.
Yeah, you gotta stop us. We almost went to the Raging Bull.
Well, I tried, but I thought, oh hell, with it. They're on a roll. It's good radio. What the hell?
It is actually, Jack. When we get uppity, people listen in.
That's right.
The Democratic Caucus right now. No, Jack, you should bookmark this one. It's called Real Clear Politics, and it's.
I've heard of Real Clear Politics. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And the Nevada Democratic Presidential Caucus. I don't like caucus.
Yeah, I don't like caucus either.
Okay, quit with the straw, whoever's doing it. Sanders is
that was me.
Sanders is at 25, Biden's at 18, Warren's at 13, Steyer's at 11, Buttigieg is at 10, Klobuchar is at 10, and Gabbard ain't even raising a nothing there.
Yeah.
So Sanders is ahead. South Carolina, now this is as of Friday,
mm-hmm.
okay? And as of Friday, Biden was ahead 8 points in South Carolina.
Right, yeah.
In Texas, Sanders was ahead 2, and Warren 3rd, going to look around. Yet Georgia... You got Bloomberg in 3rd right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in Florida, actually, Friday, Biden was ahead, but today Bloomberg is ahead by a point.
In Florida?
In Florida, in the Democratic.
Oh, okay, yeah, I knew about Florida.
I'm stunned. I am really, but do you know who that is? That is the Latino community and a lot of the elder Black community or middle Black community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Well, that is up in the air because
or
they really have no real reason to favor him.
Disaffected Republicans. I will tell you there are a bunch of them. Disaffected Republicans.
Sure.
So those are the polls, and they give it to you in great the state national.
They break
Democratic,
it down.
Yeah, they do. They do it all, and they post daily. And it's just too darn.
It's too volatile.
Volatile
right now.
They say that Bloomberg's jumped up to 3rd position and Warren's taken a point behind him, but you just don't know.
Well, we've got another debate on Wednesday. I can't remember. I've heard so damn many things going on. I don't know if Bloomberg's going to be part of it or not. He's avoided him so far, but I don't know if he's going to be part of this next one or not.
I think he's chicken to get in there and discuss those issues because
could be he'd rather have his money working in the background, maybe. Yeah,
it's easier for him to buy this time on television and hit because it's worked so many times. But here's the other thing too: for the last couple of years, Democrats and a majority of them have been progressive, have taken over state houses, state legislatures, and have walked into D.C. on the elections. So. I mean, there is that. We would be hopeful that a majority in this country of Democrats are seeing past the status quo. That's my personal, that they're progressive because.
Well,
I don't
say that's true. Bernie is running because of the progressiveness. That we're seeing in the switch in the demographics. That's why Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are doing so well today.
Right.
You take 8 years ago, it would have never happened.
Oh, he would have been a socialist. We don't want to have anything to do with socialism. That's what it would have been in the old days. And it's still that's still around today, but not as bad.
No, and with socialism to the younger demographics means I'm going to have health care. I'm going to have affordable housing and, and things that my parents once had because the corporate Republicans with this, their power that they gained through Citizens United crap that went through the Supreme Court, they have seen their quality of life, their hope of having the standard of living and the aspects that their parents had
dashed.
Totally vanish away.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Evaporating like, you know, water on a hot skillet.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have too many conservatives on the extreme court. It's
yes,
turned it
like
extreme.
The word conservatives, because
that's what
that's
I use.
Exactly
that's what I call it. Yeah,
they were con. You know, just like that. We don't have.
Con.
You know, well, we can't afford Social Security. Well, they didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Reagan, when he took the surplus and gave tax credits to the corporations and the 1%, basically taking the retirement money that we've all paid into.
Right.
It was not an entitlement. It was the insurance policy that was set up that we paid into. Then W. Bush did the same damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Took the
they
surplus
love to rate it.
Social
they love
Security.
To rate it. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And now you say, well, these are entitlements, and we can't afford these things. These are, you know, that's Mitch McConnell today.
Oh,
screw
Mitch
him.
Misconduct. He's a horrible man.
No, he's Moscow Mitch. That's exactly
Moscow
what
Moscow Mitch. There we go. That's right.
Right. That's why the Republicans like
the
Russians so
Amy,
much. They pay in cash.
That young gal, Amy McGrath, who's running against him in Kentucky.
I hope she kicks his butt royal.
I don't know what's – you know what? I'm right here
he's,
on this
He's
side.
Really unfavorable right now.
I don't know. There's a lot of stupid assholes in Kentucky that
yeah.
Well,
they
one
keep
of the
electing
largest
that
welfare
asshole.
State,
and Rand Paul
those,
too. God, both of those
exactly.
guys that could dump off a bridge.
Right. That's what they vote in. Right. I mean,
God.
Number one, they are they're voting against their own aspects.
Absolutely.
Their own self interest.
Yep.
Because they bought into the corporate propaganda infused ignorance that voting Democrat is a vote against Jesus.
Oh,
and
voting yeah,
for Moscow
too.
Mitch and Rand Paul is Jesus would approve of that.
Yeah,
that's
that,
the kind
that's
of shit that they've been
insanity.
Sold and swallowed.
And if the truth be known, there's very little Christian, there's very little Christianity being practiced by either of any of those Republicans.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
Except
look,
in name only. Just in name only. They like to wave the Jesus banner. That's all they
yeah,
do.
Well, wrap themselves in the flag.
Yeah, exactly.
Cradle
it's
the
disgusting.
Bible to their chest.
It's hypocrisy.
Praise Jesus, vote Republican. There's the whole
praise,
plan.
It's, yeah,
and it has
it's
worked
hypocrisy.
Itself for too many damn years.
Hey, Gwen, what do they say in Kentucky right now as far as how Mitch McConnell is doing versus McGrath?
I'm trying to find
the latest.
Come on, kid. They are not. I've got. Where are. I can get markets. I can get everything else. Let me see about polls again. I have to go to the front page.
Okay.
Election, Democratic popular vote. I am not seeing. Let's see, Senate polls. Let's go there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, Arizona, we got Alabama.
McSally.
Alabama, we got Sessions.
Doug Jones?
Is running. Sessions is running strong in his old seat for his old seat. Arizona, we got Kelly up 4 points over McSally.
Good.
Arizona State, let's see. Michigan, we got Peters up over James. By six points.
Okay.
Massachusetts. Kennedy is running against. He's in the senatorial race there against the old standard, Markey, and he's up 9 points. Of course. That's
Kennedy's
my
up
old
by
name.
9 points, or Markey is.
No, Kennedy is.
He's up. Wow, incredible.
Yeah. In Colorado, Hickenlooper is back in the Senate race, and he's up by 13 points.
Oh.
They are not giving us Kentucky.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I think it's very Freudian.
I think it just absolutely, it's terrible.
Well, Mitch McConnell is one of the most unpopular existing senators of either party in the entire United States right now. So I got a good feeling he's going to go down, and I hope it is big.
Well, let me see what I can find on Google. I mean, Clear Politics is a good place to go to find out about a lot of things. I'm trying to find. Okay, the Courier Journal. I think that's their paper.
Louisville, yeah.
What they're saying is that McConnell has kicked off his election year with plenty of funds, and so is Amy McGrath.
Well, he has a lot of money, let's face it, but that doesn't guarantee him a win.
Yeah. Okay, Real Clear Politics. How do you find it without having to go to...
Just Google McConnell's current popularity margin or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Here we go. Election predictions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is unpopular back home, but that doesn't mean voters will turn him out in a state that Donald Trump carried.
Well, let's hope it
The leading Democratic candidate is Marine veteran Amy McGrath, who failed. And they're saying
is it a toss-up?
Last year, the end of the year. Man, they are just not giving any.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Maybe they're compiling it right now. Let's hope, huh?
Well, I'm looking for it, and I am not finding it at all. This is just really poll results.
Well, nobody wants to read about a constipated turtle, and that's exactly what he is.
Yeah. According to Real Clear Politics and their polling data, they have not got a clear.
They don't have a mark. They don't have anything listed.
No. They haven't got it up at all. There is no polling data.
Interesting.
On this. It is. That is just.
Let's hope it bodes well. Let's hope it bodes well.
There's 538, which I don't put stock in. And all they've got is
governor. That was
good
a few years back.
That all they've got up is governor and presidential.
Nothing about
the
Senate. Oh, wow.
Congress, but nothing about... Nothing, not a damn word about the...
Weird.
Hang on here, U.S. Senate. Let's go there. Mississippi, Arizona, Florida. Oh, these are ancient. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Anymore. Yeah, that is just unreal. That is just unreal. That is unreal.
Well, I'm going to hope his unpopularity will ride his ass right out of the Senate. That would be beautiful. The Senate Majority Leader to get decisively defeated by a first-term Democrat, boy, would that be a gift from heaven. Wow. It could happen.
It could. It actually could. But, I lived in the mountains of North Carolina, and some of the kindest, open-heartedest, generous people you know, but they still would not pick up a hitchhiking black person. You understand?
Oh, yeah. That's,
and
it's traditional kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, so it's traditional to raise the stars and bars, and it's traditional to vote for Republicans, no matter how much they're, you know, crapping all over them.
Yeah.
So I, it's really, really hard. Now, today, it's interesting because a funny thing happened at the races. Today was the Daytona. Today was the Daytona. And Trump comes out to, you know, go do the round before the, you know, with the pace car. And when he gets out of the car, it starts raining, which makes the race stop.
Okay.
Okay. So the rain quits. Yep. And Trump comes out to say something, and the rain starts.
I say it's a sign from Jesus.
I love it.
I am going to give kudos. I'm giving kudos to the Oak Grove community of pagans up there who I know are weather working people. So I'm going to give it to them.
Well, good for them.
It's just the other thing that I think might be smart of us to talk about is the non-panic state we should remain in, and looking to the CDC about this.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus, yeah.
It is
pretty scary what's going on.
Allow me to kind of interject here, because I know I sent you a little copy of it this morning through Messenger. I was watching this morning talking about, Las Vegas, but when the swine flu, or the Spanish flu is what they call it. I'm doing air quotes for Spanish flu.
Yeah.
It was a law in Las Vegas in 1918 that everybody had to walk around with a face mask, like a surgical mask.
Yeah.
Well, the problem was the microbe that was with the flu was smaller than the of the surgical mask.
Right.
And the way they likened it to is like being able to keep out dust using chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, it's not extreme, right?
Yeah,
well,
very good.
And that's what we're dealing with here. We are dealing with a microbe that's so small.
Well, viruses are the smallest living organisms. They are.
Yes,
they're
great.
Far smaller than bacteria.
Yes, you're absolutely, and that's many thousands. And so this thing can spread very rapidly and become a pandemic, because they really don't know how it's transmitted, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And they have no vaccine for it. So the only thing they have right now as a tool is quarantine/isolation.
Yeah.
And I felt, of course, quarantine, started in Venice because of the Black Plague.
Right.
Whenever a foreign ship would come in, they had to stay out for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the quarantine comes from, 40.
Yeah.
And I saw that, those that, they're trying to bring into this country here, they've been on that Japanese cruise ship and stuff.
Yeah, they just released those people.
Thank God.
That's right. But they were going to keep them for 2 weeks, and I'm doing air quotes here, on quarantine.
Yeah, right.
You know, which, you know, that's not 40, folks,
No, exactly. Right. Yeah, I agree.
Right. And, before they turn them loose into the population. Now, you may not be showing signs of it.
Right, exactly.
But you can be carrying.
They still could be communicable. That's true.
Exactly. Right.
But they allowed them to disembark that ship.
Yeah. So.
Well, I know both of my, you remember the horrible flu outbreak during World War I.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about, the Spanish flu.
The
Spanish flu. I'm sorry. I knew that. I'm being redundant. I'm sorry. I know that both sides, my maternal and paternal side of the family, lost children in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was particularly bad. When people see the pictures of the doctors in the plague masks, those plague masks were more efficient, I think, than what we got going on today, because they, it may look funny as hell, but I understand being an herbalist what was, because those were filled with plants and herbs that were meant to kill the virus and keep it back, and it did its job. In fact, they came up with some reasonable cures in certain parts of Europe because of that. So, well, there's ways
to vaccinate,
baby. I mean, you've heard of the term of bloodletting, haven't you? But it does put the plant medicine into the bloodstream quick. If you are to cut and poultice, I know I've done it myself too much. Which takes big cojones, fellas. The thing is that what we're working with is the spinoff, the upgraded versions of viruses that have become immune to synthetics that have been produced by the pharmaceutical industry, in my
opinion.
Wait a
minute, Greg, you mean there is such a thing as evolution? These microbes have evolved?
What?
No. My Jesus says that there's no evolution. I'm in asshole mode now.
I got me some dinosaur bone powder. After all, I'm a snake oil salesman, honey. And I will give you that.
That's right. For those people down south, what I said was not true. Just ask your pastor.
Oh, my gosh, yes. No, people get very strange about these things. Look about the anti-vac crowd. I think there is good reason to have ongoing research and study being done responsibly and medically about vaccinations and what their connections to autism or anything else is. But to not vaccinate your children, we have outbreaks of measles and pox in this country now.
That has been eradicated.
And it is deadly. And children who get around adult women who are pregnant, well, we all read Christie's and the Mirror Cracked. I mean, you are going to birth, and that's probably what happened to Rose Kennedy with her one daughter. She was born a little off because one of the kids might have had, chicken pox or something at the time, and she was a hands-on mother. So, the ignorance of people to medicine, and yet the abuse of medicine and pharmaceuticals to the population in general.
And here's Trump. I heard Trump on the news the other day saying about, it's almost April now, and when it gets warm, it'll take care of that virus. We don't need to worry about that.
What an absolutely idiotic thing
to say. Big X about Trump.
Kill it. Right. The guy, has he ever taken a freaking biology class?
He's so dumb. He's so ignorant.
Right. Let me interject here real quick for the listeners. My primary degree is in applied science / electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of science, biology, chemistry, all this, including the physics and on top of everything else. I am truly a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Flu microbes thrive and grow and then embellish in warmer weather.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. We all know this.
So when it gets warmer here, Trump's statement is 100% pure bullshit and total opposite of what the truth is.
That's his hallmark.
That's the reason
the term tropical diseases is so prevalent in the study of pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely.
Because, well, you're talking about, and I guess Mom was right, the masses are illiterate. Really smart people don't pay attention to certain things, but I don't consider the current squatter in the Oval Office really smart people. He's cunning. He's very
cunning. He is 100% con man that knows has
con man.
Owned his craft for the last 60 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, the Republican Party is enabling this guy. They let him get away with all this shit. They don't raise any questions about it whatsoever. What he says, they'll go along with no matter what. He'll lead them right off the proverbial cliff.
You know how Bloomberg has risen up in the polls because he can afford all of this television time and everything?
Right.
I want you
right.
to know, and he's been very, very clear about this on his Twitter account. I worked with a few times his daughter, the Reverend King. She's a great gal, but she's back up in Maine. It was Stephen King who said, and you know,
mm-hmm.
he's as rich as Rowling, as
oh, yeah.
J.R. Rowling,
right.
J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if she went with the impeachment, if she did that, that there was nothing that would stop. Now, money like that behind his choice of Democrat is going to ground her.
She needs to go.
She is done. No, she is done. Because Stephen King to the state of Maine, do you know how much the King family has done for the state of Maine? Oh, my
very
God.
Very much so. Yes,
with scholarships, libraries, and he's done a lot all over the place, all over the country and all over the world. But for the state of Maine, he has been savior at certain points.
Yes,
so when
yes.
he puts his money behind a Democratic candidate of his choice, and he floods
right.
the airway, and he asks the marketing geniuses he has access to in New York
mm-hmm.
to bury her, they won't find her for weeks.
Well, but
yeah.
she deserves nothing less.
Well, what an
she
absolute
deserves.
Idiot. Yeah, I agree.
I don't understand this woman. I mean, is it that she's, because I recognize that she has a disease going on because of the shaking of the head.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's
well,
something
and she's talked
there.
Like an idiot for years.
Well, that's true. She has. But I wonder, is there Huntington's going on there or something? Which
that
doesn't
could
diminish
be.
Your brain capability.
That
but
could be.
The stress and emotional fatigue could lead you to make bad choices, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I
just
she's
wonder
well.
About the woman. Because, I'm, you know, even though I get angry in politics and everything, but remember, guys, I am basically a child of the goddess. I am a healer. I am a minister. I do not wish harm to any one of these dirty, rotten bastards who belong forever in jail called Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right, right.
However, I do not wish them harm, and I would wish for them an awakening, an enlightenment, a call back to the light or what have you. Because truly, mm-hmm. guys, we are fighting the evil empire.
We are. That's true. Good
we
point.
Are the rebel force, you know?
Hey, Wayne, let me ask you
yeah.
this. You used
Go
to
ahead.
Be a Republican for many years. What convinced you that the Republican Party was going down the wrong track? What person
well,
or –
I'll tell you what. We'll call it the straw that broke the camel's back, the proverbial
okay.
straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
Because, as you know, and I've said many times on this radio,
yeah,
that the Navy sent me down to South America,
oh, okay.
in essence, to help prop up Pinochet
yeah.
and the military
oh.
hunter that was in Argentina.
Right.
There is a movie I found. I searched for it and found it finally. But oddly enough, it's on a porno site called Sweet Country.
Hmm.
And it is nothing more than a kind of a historical movie about the Pinochet regime, the atrocities they committed to the population in
mm-hmm.
Chile.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid plays a Chilean. Military, he was just a sergeant.
Okay.
And basically, through basically, women were at the mercy of, I'm pointing at you, I'm saying your father is a communist, and we're going to arrest the whole family because here's some communist propaganda, leaflets
yeah.
and stuff. But, insane. But I'm a forgiving man. If you let me sleep with your daughter here and have
oh,
a quick
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I can look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like I said, I didn't see this kind of stuff firsthand. I knew it was going on. Okay, now here's, now coming full circle, and the atrocities that was committed to that population. Here we have people who are trying to escape atrocities, drug lords who would take your 14-year-old daughter in, say, El Salvador, and they'll throw her in a whorehouse so that she can start generating money for your, along with the drugs. There's, you know, people are trying to escape with their families to escape this. When they get to the border, Trump and his enabling assholes, conservatives, the extreme militia aspects, are taking the children out of mothers' arms and putting them in internment camps.
That's
this
horrible.
Is nothing more. Right. So I lived it. I saw what happened. Matter of fact, on my website, or my website, Minds and Times with F. Wayne Johnson, there's an article that I encourage everyone to read called Remembering Juan Gelman. He was in Argentina. He was a poet. He spoke out against the military junta of Argentina. They tormented him. They arrested his daughter and son-in-law. They killed both of them. His granddaughter was given to one of the military officers and his wife to raise as their own. They weren't able to find each other until he was well into like his 70s, and through tracing and stuff, this granddaughter finally found her grandfather because she had been taken and her parents killed. That was not an exception. That was the rule.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And matter of fact, if you get a chance to look at my site, Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson, or you could probably just Google Remembering Juan Gelman. And also to Google the lost children of Argentina.
Interesting.
And
yeah,
you can see the whole shit.
Up,
this is when I was down there. That kind of crap was going on.
Yeah.
And then I would never in my lifetime think that the Republican Party or anybody in this country would assimilate and revert to those exact same things that I found so detestable. Matter of fact, I have conscientious aspects that when I got home, I realized that I did not do those people any favors. We were down there supposed to fight, I'm doing air quotes here, fight communism.
Oh, yeah.
All I was doing was enabling corporate aspects. And Nietzsche, I want to quote Nietzsche here. Nietzsche says, there's been more atrocities committing in the name of obedience than has ever been committed in the name of rebellion.
Good
point. And
that's
what I saw firsthand.
Yeah, and good for you, Wayne, that you had the wherewithal and the intellect to recognize that and to repudiate
yep.
it yourself.
Yeah. So,
good for you, man.
And my old blog site, Engineer of Knowledge, I spoke about that on a couple different times, too, there,
okay.
about my experiences of what I saw and knew what was going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a 21, 22-year-old guy, and, you know, what could I do to change it at that time? I'm in uniform.
Right. Yeah. And Wayne, thanks for illuminating us with that, because I always wondered how could you go from being a Republican,
mm-hmm.
to a narrow-minded Republican, to a guy that really is paying attention to what's really going on, and
right.
come up with the conclusions you have come up with. So
right.
that's
well, I
that's
never
great
did drink
to know.
Kool-Aid. Matter of fact, the Republican who I did a couple of projects with and stuff, Congressman Wayne Gilchrist, the 101st,
right.
I mean, the 1st District of Maryland,
right,
which was the Eastern Shore and part of the Western Shore up around, getting up close to around Baltimore, Glenburn, Annapolis area.
And Jack Kemp.
He was a very good man, right, and through him, because I had basically stomped the shit out of a state senator who was going to run for his seat, trying to run for his seat, who
mm-hmm.
had so many. Well, matter of fact, all the colleges, Salisbury University, Washington College, Anne Arundel Community College, you know, any young girl who was thought she wanted to intern in his office, you know, to get into state government, you know, government work in Annapolis, he thought that they were fair game for him to just grab them. Well, he was playing Trump. He was doing the Trump thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
He felt he was entitled.
Yeah.
And
oh,
a matter of fact, it got to so bad, well, it got to the point where no college would recognize any credits of interning in his office. This is, his name was Rich Colburn, by the way. I have no problem telling his name.
Oh, good.
Richard Colburn, right? For interning in his office. And Washington College, which is has affiliations through the Kennedy family and the Shriver, really it's the Shriver family,
mm-hmm.
like Maria Shriver.
Right.
They refused to recognize any credits of any male or female wanting to intern in his office because
yeah.
the males he had, he was trying to get them, hey, go ahead and get some of your college girlfriends here, so bring them in, they'll introduce you to me, right? Matter
yeah.
of fact, his wife just, and I actually ended his career.
Good.
When I went up against, he tried to run for Congressman Wayne Gilchrist's seat,
mm-hmm.
and he was taking mm-hmm. money from waste management, the garbage industry, and I basically squelched that with some friends. We had a very good coalition of going politically, and that's how I got to, my reward was the one-on-one with Jack Kemp at that time.
Right.
But that was a huge disappointment, too. He was just a dumb jock with a ring.
The one
thing, gentlemen, in the past 2 weeks that has been making the rounds from publications like even Bloomberg, but Business Insider to the Washington Post, to the Rolling Stone and The Intercept and Democracy Now! Are all saying that there's a need for mass protest. Because authoritarianism
is
about to bring us down. And
yes.
I just think that's real important. It's just as important as just keep pushing forward.
It could be a very illuminating spring this
right.
year. Let's hope so.
Right. And we are at a breaking point. We're either going to protest and march and demand our democracy back.
Right.
Or we're going to be complacent. And allow
yep.
Barr and Trump and the enabling corrupted Republicans to take our democracy away.
Yeah.
I do have a popular little ditty to sign off with today, guys. I got it from my pal Wayne on Facebook. It's hysterical.
Oh, Jim Dyer, my old school principal.
And it goes like this. It's a little ditty. I was eating breakfast with my 10-year-old granddaughter, and I asked her, what day is tomorrow? Without skipping a beat, she said, it's President's Day. She's smart. So I asked her, what does President's Day mean? I was waiting for something about Obama or Bush or Clinton, etc. She replied, President's Day is when the president steps out of the White House, and if he sees his shadow, we have another year of bullshit.
Oh.
You know. You know,
yeah.
It hurts.
James Dyer, who is my school, high school's principal, posted that on Facebook. He's also, of course, my father being a school teacher, you know, we were also very family friends, too, because we were, you know, all the
oh,
teachers.
Oh, I love it. Wayne, that's great.
Isn't that a goodie?
Email that to Jack
so he can put it on his site.
Well, everybody, until next week, I'm going to urge you to keep pushing forward and don't accept complacency for an answer. We've got to act. We've got to act this year, and we've got to prevent Trump from furthering his administration even one more day beyond where it has to end.
We need proactive civil disobedient marches.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, guys, the gal gets this word in too. Remember,
go ahead. Girl.
This is the primary. It's not the general election. And electability is a false narrative. Choose a candidate that you admire or are inspired by their policies.
That's the way democracy works.
Let's hope that candidate emerges and he has a clear lead. That'll be a good thing.
There we go.
It will be.
Good night,
okay.
all. Always a pleasure. Next
week. Have a great week, everybody, and keep pushing forward.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you,
Wayne. Thank you, Gwen.
This has been
The Sunday Show with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Gwen Berry. We will be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening, and stay safe out there.